You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Peter Levitt. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, what is it you want to talk about today?
Well, I think a little bit of the impact of the warm, mild temperatures and the dry weather, which is affecting winter wheat throughout almost all of the central winter wheat belt, that is from the southern plains northward up into the Dakotas, where we're not getting good emergence or good establishment of the crop. We don't see any end in sight, really, to the overall dry pattern, although we will get a respite from the dryness this weekend. We are going to see a storm system come out of the southwest and throw some precipitation across the eastern portions of the western corn belt and then right through the central corn belt Saturday and Sunday. But it'll be short-lived. I'm looking for amounts around the half-inch range on that. And then we'll go back into the mild pattern. It's been unusually mild so far this month. Central Illinois, the temperatures have averaged 12 degrees above normal for the month of December so far. We've got one more week of that. That's coming up this week. We get temperatures running above normal again, anywhere from 8 to 15 degrees above normal, warmest late in the weekend. And then we start to see cold weather. And by Christmas time, I think we'll finally be looking at some winter weather. I don't think we'll be seeing much in the way of snow, but we will see the colder temperatures coming back in about 10 days. So we've got cold weather on the way, but the impact of this mild and dry weather cannot be underestimated as far as the potential for spring crops are concerned when it's time for the wheat crop to come out of dormancy.
How much of that winter wheat crop do you think might be damaged? Could it be as much as 20-25%?
Oh, I think it's more than that, probably. I think it's in the 40% that's been damaged. And must be remembered that when you look at total yields for hard winter wheat and soft winter wheat, 50% of that yield is determined prior to the crop going dormant. That is, if they don't get the moisture now, yes, you need it in the spring, but it doesn't do nearly as well for the crop coming only in the spring if it's been dry this far. And I think that's a significant impact we're going to see with this crop later on in the season, unless we get a very unusually wet type of pattern. I think it's too late to be wet right now with the crop going ahead for dormancy next week, when we get around Christmas time, when the really cold air comes in, and then you're not going to be able to do much for the crop prior to next spring.
About 30 seconds left. What else should we be taking a look at?
Well, we can look at around weather elsewhere. In South America, it's been very wet this past week in Brazil and the Argentine. So far, a little too wet, but I think they're settle for the wetness right now because put that moisture in the bank for them, and I think that crop is off to a pretty good start for their summer crop down there.
Thank you, Peter.
My pleasure.
Meteorologist Peter Levitt, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Did you give a pledge yet to this number, 217-244-9455? It's very simple. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express say, tell them that you're doing it in support of agriculture. This is Dave Dickey.